welcome to this awesome episode in the Knoxville First Church podcast. My name's Jason Scott. I'm the lead pastor, and I'm so thankful you have joined us today. I believe you've made a great choice, so buckle up, get ready, and let's grow together.
Sit in that moment just for a second and think about the truth that God is with us. That God is with us. Look at your neighbor and remind them. Say, God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. Kids, tell each other, God is with you. Look at each other, kids. Tell each other, God is with you. Yeah. God is with you. God is with us in this moment today. God is with us as we sit in this church. God is with us as we drive home. God is with us. And it's because of today that we can celebrate that and know that that is true. Because the way God is with us now is different than the way God was with us then. God was with them then in physical form. God is with us now in spirit. Scripture says, those of us who call on the name of the Lord, have professed our faith, have the spirit of a living God residing inside of us. That's how God is with us. Praise God for that. Amen. Our King is a good King. The greatest King of all. Amen. I want to play a game with you real quick. Just a quick game I thought the kids would enjoy today too. There's a lot of kings that we learn about, but none like our King. Amen. I want to play a little game with you. I want to show a picture on the screen, and everybody, it's just called Name That King. Name That King. Ready? Everybody can yell out. It doesn't have to be just the kids. Show me the first picture, Robbie. What king is this? The what? The? That's the Lion King, right? That's the Lion King. Who? What's that tiger's name or lion's name? Simba. Simba, the Lion King. Show me another picture, Robbie. What's this? Who is this? That's who? King Kong. That's King Kong. We know about a lot of different kings. How about this king right here? What do you know about this king? Who is it? Burger King. That's Burger King. We know that is a Whopper. You're right. That's a Whopper. She eats there. She's like, that's a Whopper right there. That's a number one with everything. That's Burger King. Hey, when you think about horror books, what king is that? Stephen. That's the Stephen King, right? When you think about basketball players, who calls himself the king? And you might not want to say it, but some of you might. LeBron King James, he calls himself the king. He's a self-proclaimed king. You might like him, you may not. We won't get in that argument. When you think about interviews, somebody that did amazing interviews, what was that guy's name? Larry what? Larry King. All kinds of different kings. This is old school now. Tennis player. Oh, some of us just aged ourselves. Billie Jean King. Some of us knew right off the bat. Billie Jean King. What about jazz music? Who? B.B. King. Lots of kings. Lots of self-proclaimed kings. Lots of kings. What about jazz music? Nat. There you go, Nat King Cole. Lots of different kings. Anybody else know any more kings? Martin Luther King. There we go. We know about all kinds of kings. Elvis Presley. Is he the king to you, Sean? He's the king. That's right. Sean, that's the king, Elvis Presley. But who's the king like no other? Somebody say Jesus. Say it again. Who's the king like no other? Jesus. Amen. Jesus, born in Bethlehem during the reign of King Herod, showed up as the one true king. Amen. All those other kings can claim to be kings. You can know them as kings. But the only king that matters is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Amen. Jesus is a king like no other, like no other. Matter of fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15, we see the writer say that for at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of kings and the Lord of all lords. Amen. The King of kings and the Lord of all lords. He has supreme authority over all the kingdoms in the world. The entire cosmos is in the hands of King Jesus. Jesus is the king unlike any other kings. The other kings we spoke about might have been the best at their craft, but this is the king of all. Amen. This is the king of all. And the question for us today is, if we believe that and shout it out and profess it with our mouth, that Jesus is a king like no other, if we do that, how do we respond to that king? How do we individually and as a family and as a church, how do you respond to a king like that? How do you respond to it? How do you respond to him? See, as we look back at the scripture that we've already read today together, we see a bunch of different responses that many of us in the room can relate to and connect to this Christmas. Let me read one more scripture that we didn't get to, and it's on their paper for you. It starts at Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. This may be a portion that you've not read recently. It says that when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and he said, "Get up and take this child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you to, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." This is the dirty little part of the Christmas story that we don't hear a lot. Jesus, we love him. The angel showed up and said, he will be a joy to all. Everybody will be excited to hear about this king, the angel said to the shepherds. But here in this part, we see someone, we know who that person is, Herod, says, "Go and search for the child to kill him." Verse 14 said that Joseph got up, took the child and his mother. What was the mother's name? Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention back there? What was the child's name? Joseph took who? Mary and the child. Who was the child? Jesus. There we go. We're with it. All right. Keep your attention. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Now listen to this part. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Now, this is the king that was supposed to be the king of all, to bring great joy to all. There was to be good news to all. But Herod didn't think so. So much so that he went on a killing spree and said, "We have to get rid of this king." He wanted to out him. He did not want this king to survive. But we all know the end of the story. Praise God. The angels revealed to Joseph. They hit the road running. And today we get to celebrate this king of all kings. You guys know God is in the details. God is in the details from the beginning of this story to the end. God made sure that there was a census to get Joseph and Mary where he needed to be, so that the baby would be born where the prophecies said he would be. There's so many prophecies that have been came true in this story, all throughout the Christmas story. Because of that, we can seriously stand here and say, those other kings are cool. Simba, King Kong, Burger King, great kings. But none of them are like this king. None of them are like this king. So again, how do we respond to a king like this? Sadly, many of us may respond like Herod. How did Herod respond? Herod opposed Jesus as king. Herod opposed Jesus as king. Some of you even today and some of you online may oppose Jesus as king. You may not say it with your mouth, but you may be living it out in your life. You may be opposing him. See, Herod opposed him so much that he wanted him killed. Now, that might not be where you are, but you may even today be saying, I oppose King Jesus. I don't believe in this king, this Jesus, this Christmas that we celebrate. I oppose him. You may be saying in your heart, I don't need religion. I don't need this. That's opposing King Jesus. You may be saying, I can find my own way. I don't need a Bible and a baby to direct my path and to worship. I've got this all figured out. I can do this on my own. You may be thinking, all this is just a way to control us and get us to live in a way in which certain people want us to. This is opposing King Jesus the same way Herod did. You may be sitting here going, nobody can tell me what to do. No King Jesus. No. That's opposing. We may be acting like Herod even today. That may be us. You may be thinking, you know, that Bible that you hold, Pastor, that's full of outdated principles that don't even relate to us today. So why should I worship that and read that and get into that? That's opposing King Jesus. There's three responses to King Jesus that we see in this story. And I believe everybody in the room and online may relate to one. And if it stings, I hope it does. Because today, if you're opposing Jesus as your king, it's time to get right with him. Amen? This Christmas, on his birthday, happens not again for 11 years. Why don't we get right with him and stop opposing him and learn to worship him? Another way that we see people responding to this type of king, a king like no other, is that the Jewish priests, they dismissed him. They just dismissed him. Let me show you where this is at. Matthew chapter 2, verse 4, it says, when Herod called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of law, he asked them, hey, where is the Messiah to be born? And they knew, because they knew all about the scriptures. And they said, in Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. And then they go on to quote Micah chapter 5, verse 2, that the ruler was going to be born in Bethlehem. They knew all of these things, but check this out. These righteous, religious, just teachers of law that knew it all, and some of it, this might connect with you right now. This might be you. I know every word of the Bible. I can quote scripture to you. I can tell you what religion is all about. Guess what they didn't do? They didn't go and worship that king. They knew the king was there 5 miles away. And guess what they did? They dismissed him. They said, no thanks. They pointed the magi towards the king and said, I know about that king, but I would rather stay right where I am at. And that may be us today too. That may be us today too. Somebody may be saying to you often, hey, you want to go to church? Nah, I don't have time for it. Dismissing the king. Hey, you want to read the Bible tonight? Before we go to bed, honey? Nah, it's okay. I'd rather scroll Facebook. Hey, can we pray as a family over dinner? What if other people look at us? Dismissing Jesus one after another, after another, after another. You want to go on a mission trip? You want to go and serve in ministry? You want to go a little bit deeper in our spiritual journey? Over and over, we dismiss him and we don't even recognize it. We act like these priests. We act like these kings that knew the scriptures, knew of him, but did not care to go and worship him. Is that you today? Is that you today? You're not opposing him. You're not against what he's about. You're just dismissing him day after day, week after week. A month went by. Some people are still claiming COVID for the fact that they can't worship Jesus in his house. Just dismissing the opportunity to come to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How are you dismissing him today? Maybe 2023 can be the year that you stop opposing Jesus, stop dismissing Jesus, and you start worshiping him. Maybe, just maybe. And then there's a third response to this king. And I'm praying that we leave out of here a people filled with this response. Not one of the other responses, but this response. What did the wise men do? They bowed and worshiped Jesus as king. The only response to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to bow and worship Jesus. In this time frame, when scripture was written and when the Magi came to visit Jesus, crazy enough, you often see the manger scene set up in your house with the wise men there, and the baby was still a little tiny little baby in a little bale of hay and things. When the wise men arrived, the baby was a toddler. Jesus was a toddler. Spoiler alert, sorry, you don't have to go throw away your pieces of wise men now, but it's the truth. And when they arrived to a toddler, y'all, how many of you guys in the room are going to worship your toddler? Drop to your knees. Praise God for my toddler as they're throwing a temper tantrum. Amen? No, but this was a different toddler. This was a different king. They did the highest form of worship. They bowed low, the ultimate posture of surrender, submission, and reverence. They did for this type of king, this type of Lord, this type of Savior. That's what the wise men did. They bowed, and then they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They gave what they had to him and wanted to just let everyone know that this is a king that we were willing to travel 400-500 miles for. And we followed this star in the sky and somehow it got us here. But now that we're here, we're not just going to dismiss him or oppose him. We're going to worship him. They jumped through hurdles to get there. While many others were 5 miles away, dismissing Jesus, they said, "We will go to the ends of the earth to find this king and to worship this king." So here's my question this morning, this Christmas, 2022. What about you? What about you? What's your response? Are you going to oppose him? Are you going to dismiss him? Are you going to bow and worship him? What are you going to do? Are you going to oppose him? Are you going to dismiss him? Or are you going to bow and worship him? Here's why this means so much to me. Because I knew about King Jesus for a really long time in my life. Really long time. And there was a portion of my life in my early 20s when I opposed him. I didn't want anything to do with the Lord. I thought, I am awesome on my own and I can do this life by myself. I don't need to do that thing that everybody else is doing. It doesn't connect with me. I'm not interested. And then I began to grow up a little bit. Anybody remember growing up a little bit? Come on. You look back now, you're like, man, I remember growing up a little bit. And even as I was growing up a little bit, I still continued not to oppose him. I wasn't against him. I just dismissed him a lot. I just dismissed him. I would go throughout the week and do my own thing with my own people, with my boys. We'd go and just have fun. And then sometimes I would show up on a Sunday morning to check that box off and say, "I did it, Lord." As if this is a box to check. Amen. I mean, like, that's how many of us approach what we're doing today. And then there'd be times I didn't. I dismissed him. I didn't know I was, but now that I can look back, I dismissed him. I thought, and some of you may still think this, I thought that following Jesus was about church in this building, religion to tell me how I should live and shouldn't, right? I thought it was about church, a building, rules, and religion. But something kept chasing after me. As much as I wanted to oppose him and dismiss him, something kept chasing after me. He used people in my life. He used the church in my life. He used pastors in my life. And something kept chasing after me. And I couldn't break it. And I couldn't get away from it. And it drew me to him to the point that I came forward in a church in Charleston, West Virginia. And it wasn't long ago, y'all, probably 15 years, and bowed on my knees at an altar just like this and received Christ as my Savior and decided to no longer oppose him, no longer dismiss him, but to submit, surrender, and bow and worship him, which is what we're all called to do. To profess our faith in Christ Jesus. So somebody today needs to begin to stop opposing, stop dismissing, and recognize your King is a King like no other. And I want you to know him like I know him. I want you to know him like I know him. I say this all the time. I have not been saved long enough to forget what I was like and what my life was like before I was saved. So if you don't know Jesus today, I know where you're at. And I know that you're opposing him. And I know that you dismiss him. And guess what? Today can be your day to stop. Today can be your day to see your life transformed because you begin to submit, surrender, and bow and worship him. Your King is a King like no other. He's the King of glory. Amen, Randy. He's the King of glory. He's the King of righteousness. If you like what I'm saying, I want to hear your voice. He is the King of ages, the King of all kings. Jesus is the King. He heals the sick. He opens the blind eyes. He heals the deaf ears. He strengthens the weak. He delivers the captives. He restores the broken. He is shelter in a time of trouble. He's a light when the world is dark. He is the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, the Alpha, the Omega, the resurrection, and the life. He is goodness indescribable, power incomprehensible, grace irresistible. At this time, darkness trembles. In his presence, demons flee from your life. Come on. That's good news. Though the devil hated him, the devil couldn't stop him. The death couldn't defeat him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Hallelujah. Jesus is a King like no other. Say that with me. Jesus is a King like no other. If you really believe it, shout it so those lights move. One, two, three. Jesus is a King like no other. Amen. I want you to know him. I don't want you to just kind of know him. I want you to get on your knees, bow, submit, surrender to the authority of Jesus in your life and in your family's life. He is a King like no other. I pray today that you won't oppose him, that you can't dismiss him, and instead you submit, surrender, bow, and worship him. Because the God who is with us, the God that we've learned about all month, the God who is with us is a King like no other. Let's stand and respond today. Hallelujah. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, a King like no other.
Thank you for joining us here at the Knoxville First Church Podcast. We loved having you, and we hope you will come back next week for another great teaching. I would love for you to join us on a Sunday morning at 6708 Westland Drive in Knoxville, Tennessee. If you would like to contribute and give to this ministry, go to www.knoxfirstchurch.com/give. See you next week.